Kutatera, Emerd, page Lamed Vav, first column. We'll start a new Maimed. We finished the other one yesterday. The Hainifasa Emerd, you have to wave the carbon, the Kain has to wave the carbon Emerd. So he says, The Gemara says, Emerd comes from barley, which is animal food, like we learned, it's Maichel Behema. So, you know, what's the Inyan of Dafka Maichel Behema? He says, "Alpi Masha Kosa Yaitim Misharsim Yashim Misharsav," that all the servants of Hashem. The pasuk says, "Yaitim Misharsim V'Yashim Misharsav." So it says two types of Misharsim. He says, "Sheyesh Beis Minim Malachim." There's two types of Malachim, two types of angels. Aleph Shem Emdim Rum Eila Misheshes Meibreshes. Some Malachim are existing from the 6 days of creation. They're still here from then. And they exist in until the world will be disappearing, so to speak. The world will go back to nothingness. So they're existing from the beginning of creation. Those are the chayis hakodesh on the merkava of Hashem. You know, basically, it's the guys Michal, Gabriel, you know, those big guys. And there are other angels that are created every day. They sing praise to Hashem, the kolim, and then they disappear. They're finished. So there's permanent malachim and there's temporary malachim. But what does it mean? It's a kedusha shenafel b'shviras denega the biyah. There are certain sparks of kedusha that fell in shviras hakelim of teil into nega biyah of briyat yansia. V'kshem is bad and ve'elam b'chinas man b'chol yain v'yain mechadosh. And therefore, they're refined every day from anew. Hainu in Yeshira, v'kleis ha'nefesh sholehem. Shem kolam v'nechlon v'chinas malchus. Okay? Meaning like this. Basically, certain malachim are there from the beginning of creation. And they're going to be there until the end of creation. And there's certain malachim that every day become recreated. Meaning, they refine the sparks through singing. They're finished. And then new sparks come down to do. So that's the second type of malachim. Okay, in your mind, like the Gemara says, Hashem put his little finger amongst the malachim, it softened and burnt them. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean physically. It means there was, when Hashem put even etzba ktana, which is a very limited revelation, it's the small finger, and he burnt them, meaning the Kedusha was too great for that level of Malachim. They couldn't handle even a little bit of Kedusha, so to speak. Rapidish, you're doing it's known. Shema, what do you mean that Hashem burnt them? What do you mean the expression of burnt? Burnt because they became included in the fire. They became non-existent, complete bitter. One second. Shemach Mesaris Gil Elokos Aleim. Yes, Mechdei Amida Gvul. Because there was a greater revelation of Kedusha, more than the Malachim are able to handle, they were burnt and included in Hashem Echad, and they have what's called, they leave the vessel. So in other words, what does it mean Hashem stuck his little finger and burnt them? There was a Gilui of Elokus, a minimal Gilui of Elokus, but it was more than they could handle, because they're very limited creatures. Like we know, if you put something into a glass that the glass can't handle, it's going to break. What?
That's why they call it sloppy, right?
Yeah, one of the reasons. Omnam, and he says, this is a punishment for them. Why do those angels become destroyed? Al Rebbe says, this is the punishment, shekotru, because they made they were plaintiffs against Moshe Rabbeinu by Matan Torah, and they said, Mo enish ki siskerenu. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, it's a pasuk in Talmud, the Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, okay, Hashem wanted to give the Torah, so the Malachim came and said, Mo enish ki siskerenu. What is a person already? What is a person that we should even mention him? To know Heitchal Hashemayim, give the Torah to us. This whole story in the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu answered them and so on. So because they complained against Hashem giving the Torah to Yidden, and as they were basically saying, we're greater than the Yidden. So why are you giving them the Torah, not us? So the punishment for that is they became destroyed, basically. They sing Shira, they're done. Next day Shira, they're done. And he says, Achyuv, and it'll be understood, make him a dog mezu, from this level of a marshal, will understand, being in Abirudim, in the whole concept of refining the world, that they become refined. In other words, like this. When the Gemara says, Hashem put etzba ktana, it's the level of, again, malochim are in bria. Right? Hashem put his little finger is like the level of a little revelation from malchus. So when there's a revelation of malchus of Atzilus into bria, it's too great for them and they can't handle it. So therefore, they're refined and they're finished. Their aved is done and they go up. So he said, this explains the whole concept of Avedis Abirudim. When you refine the Gashmistika object, the sparks of Kedusha go up, and it's done. Shumach Mesri, Begili Erin Safaleh. Vizeo Iker Avedosim Tmidi. And that's the constant Aveda of Birudim to refine the world. Vizeo Inyan Aleph Turin, the Ochle Behemet Abba. Or like the Zayah says, Shebuchinus Malchus, which is called Behema. Bigmatria Ban. In other words, when you refine the sparks of Biyah, where do the sparks go to? They're elevated to Malchus of Atzilus. And it's called Be'emer Abba. It's the general level of the Merkava Yud Beis Bokard. Meaning like this. We learned already that when Shlema Melech made the Beis HaMikdash, he made, there was Yud Beis Bokar, like we said, 12 cattle, that represents the 12 Malachim that carry the Merkava, three on each side, I think he said, right, the four sides, three on each side, and Vayom Aleim El Maile, the Pasuk says, Malachim, the Yam is over them, which means the Yam is the level of Malchus, like we learned in all the other Maimonim and the Kriyas Yamsuf. So it says, those Malachim are called Behema. Sraphim, Chayis, HaKadosh, Shor, Arya, you know, the animals of the Merkava. And Malchus, because Malchus is the source of them, their source, so therefore it's called Behema Rabba, the big Behema. Now, from the big Behema of Malchus comes the sustenance to the Yud Beis Bokar. While there is Shepirish Mezoyer, Pashas Vayichid, my Rabba, my rabbi kamadik sit zakas vasadein va made ki rabba kame godla. He says, what does rabba mean? He says, rabba is like it said by Sadeim, the expression, Hashem saw the screaming of Sadeim va made ki rabba. Rabba means it was a lot. It was big. Chain rabba is gedein sin loem ve rabba na kula. Okay, so therefore, there's a lot of malochim up there. Isham koya fil yud beiz baka de bria. And he says, that is also called general, the 12th Bokar, right? The level of Bria. So compared to Malchus of Atzilus, Malchus is the generalization. And then he comes out into the 12th Bokar. But the 12th Bokar is also a generalization for many things that come from it. Simply put, you have the 12 Shvatim. So yeah, the detail of Yaakov's children, the details. But from Reuven comes out thousands of people, and Shimon comes out of thousands of people, and Levi comes out of thousands of people. So, again, relatively speaking, Malchus of Atzilus Yam is the level of the general Behemer Rabba, meaning it's the greater level of the Malachim, it's the source of the Malachim. But even the Malachim, in relativity to the lower levels, is also Klolim.
What is the Srafim or Fanim?
They're all in Bria.
So they're like...
It doesn't work like that. Srafim are higher in Chayis HaKadosh. Right. By the way, and then you got the big guys, the Michal Gavriel, those guys are not the Srafim. They're above them.
They're in the penthouse.
Yeah, they're in the penthouse. Top floor Bria.
Rabbi, what are you reading?
Comic book. Okay. Just like he says, he gives this much, the 12 Shvatim. Shem neshamis klolius, they're general neshamis. All the shvatim that come from Reuven are at the avoid of Reuven. They're connected to the level of Reuven. Kumei shevet Reuv yesh b'machin shlei kamer rivois alof. There are tens of thousands and thousands of levels. B'neshamis Reuven atzma he kolelus kol haneshamis shebishiftei. And therefore, Reuven includes within him all the children that eventually come out of him. Now, Reuven is a detail in Yaakov. Right, the Ovis are at the level of Atzilus. So you have Avram, Chesed, Yitzchak, Gvor, Yaakov, Tiferes. But then you have the way it comes into Bria, the way it comes into the Yud Beis Bakar. That's the way Elokus comes into Bria. The Yud Beis Bakar, the Malachim, and the four sides of the Merkava. But that itself is a cloud compared to the lower neshamis. So Reuven, all the neshamis that come from Shevet Reuven are connected to the Aved of Reuven. Shimon is all connected to the Aved of Shimon. Because the fact that you come from Shevet Reuven means you're connected to Reuven. His neshamis, the Kloli, for all the future generations of Reuven.
When you say the Yehira Tzom, Zera Zarim,
by the Nasi?
Yeah.
No. That's what you say. In case they come from the Shevet Reuven or Shem, whatever it is, it should be included. Yeah.
But right now we don't know who comes from where, right?
Well, Levim do. If they're legitimate. Or Kainim if they're legitimate. Yeah. But otherwise nobody knows. Most people come today from Binyamin and Yehuda because the 10 lost tribes, they're lost. So where they are exactly is hard to know. V'zeu inyin rabbis bonis amnam legabi b'chinis malchus. He says, that's okay. So the 12 bakar, the 12 shvatim, compared to the future generations, are all the klal for the prat. Like Reuven is the generalization for all the tribes that come from him. But compared to malchus of Atzilus, then he says, am legabi b'chinis malchus, nikra yud beis bakar b'chinis pratim. That then they're called details. And the Malchus Shikaelu Kulam is called Behem Rab. So therefore you have like this. You have Malchus of Atzilus, which is the generalization for all of them. That's why, for instance, Yaakov, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, but primarily Yaakov, right? Is the cloud for all the Shvatim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you know. And then, so therefore, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, compared to Yaakov, are details. Re'ia, Shmia, Levia, okay? But compared to the lower levels, then Reuven is the cloud. It's all relative. Don't touch anything. Okay. So he says, so basically, the Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. You can see. You're going to get tired standing.
I want to take a video.
Okay. So, there are malachim that are from beginning of creation, then there are malachim that get refined and get lost, so to speak. So he says like this, Malchus of Bria includes within it all the Birurim of Bria. Malchus the Yetzira includes within it all the Birurim of Yetzirah, meaning Malchus is the receiver of Atzilus. Malchus of Bria is the receiver of Bria. Now Malchus is nothing of its own. Less than Migamoklu. Says in Kabbalah, Malchus is nothing of its own. Therefore the moon, which is likened to Malchus, has no light of its own, it only reflects the sunlight. That's why Adam Rishon was supposed to be Barnafla. Barnafla means he was supposed to be born or stillborn, meaning he had no life of his own. So there's various different opinions. The well-known opinion is that Hashem came to Adam Rishon and said, I have a very great neshama that has no life to it. Will you like to donate some of your life? So Adam Rishon said, the life of man is 70 years, like we say in Tillim, we say Shabbos morning. So Adam Rishon said, fine, I'll donate 70 years. That's why Adam Rishon died at 930. And David HaMelech lived 70 years. In Kabbalah it says also, in addition to that, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all donated life to David HaMelech. The Baal came out the Cheshbon of 70. So what is Malchus basically? Malchus, it says in Kabbalah, has nothing of its own. In other words, Malchus itself is nothing. Malchus of Chesed becomes Chesed of Malchus. Malchus of Gvura becomes Gvura of Malchus. Malchus of Chochmah becomes Chochmah of Malchus. In other words, Malchus is only what it's given. And therefore, what's David HaMelech? It says by this, the Mashiach Suda that we're going to have, and the Yosin Sherebar, remember all that stuff that we learned before, is Kasiya, Galia, they're going to kill each other. Okay, so over there in the Medrash it says that they're going to have to bench Birchas HaMazon after the meal. So Hashem's going to offer it to Avraham, Yitzchak, they all decline. And David HaMelech, finally Hashem says, okay, David HaMelech, which is Malchus, which is the level of Christ. Christ, Yeshua, is Esa, the cup of salvation, or pick what we say in Abdullah, right? Christ, Yeshua, Esa, Hashem, Hashem, Ekra. That is the level of David HaMelech, because what's a Christ? A case is empty vessel. It only has what you put in it. In other words, there's nothing in the cup by itself. The cup only exists by what you give it. So therefore, case is also the level of Malchus. So but what's the level of a cup? A cup is what you put into it. Therefore, all the Vaida of Bria, of Birurim, it ends up in Malchus. All the Aved of Yitzira ends up in Malchus of Yitzira. Malchus, the whole Aved of Asiya ends up in Malchus of Asiya. So that's what Dal Rebbe is saying. Malchus of Bria is all the Birurim of Bria. Malchus of Yitzira is all the Birurim of Yitzira.
It takes, but it's also
It's receiving.
Yeah, it's receiving, but it's also...
But it's Kedushas, so it also gives, but it gives to the lower level.
Right.
What becomes Chochma Bria, the Malchus of Atzilus.
So it has to receive.
But between Atzilus and Bria, and for that matter, between Bria and Yetzira and Asiya, there's a parsa, right, the curtain, which means Malchus Atzilus is just not coming into Bria a little bit lower, like a light distant. The more distant you are, the less light you have. It's like a completely different revelation. It's covered with a blanket. It's a completely different type of art, which means the art of Bria is very not similar to Atzilus. And then Chassidus explains it's a parsha between each world. So between Yetzirah to Bria to Yetzirah is also a different type of art. Yes, that's good for me. What? I don't hear you. Yeah. Malchus, when it comes into Biyah, is the level of Makif. And then it becomes into Chochmah. Yeah, that's exactly what Malchus is. Malchus of the lower world has two aspects to it. Number one, it receives, it's the lowest level of the higher world. And then, that's one level that it has. And then Malchus has the way it goes into Bria. Malchus to Bria has a thing the way it is Malchus of Bria itself. Then it goes into Yetzirah.
The Makif is another higher level.
Makif is a higher level because the definition of Makif is it's too great to become internalized in the vessel. The vessel is not a keli for that level of Makif. If it's not a vessel, it becomes superficial. I'll give you an example. If somebody's teaching something and it's over their heads, yeah, like you teach a lot, it's way over their heads. So then, what does it mean? It means it's a level of Makif. It only affects them indirectly, so to speak. They don't internalize it. So Malchus of Atzilus, when it comes into Bria, is actually the level of Makif, but then it becomes internalized in Bria, into level of Chochmah, and then Bina, and then Das. Huh? That's why it's Makif. The lower, higher level, okay, when it comes into a lower level, until it becomes internalized, it's not clear yet. It's not digested. When the Gemara says, but the Pasuk says that it takes Adabim Shrin like Koyim Inishadai to the Rabbi. It takes 40 years, because the Pasuk in Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu before his death, he said to the Jews, Leinosan Hashem Lachem Levla Das Vayin Raznaim Lishmoy Adayim Azeh. Moshe Rabbeinu said, God finally gave you the understanding of Matan Torah today. So Gemara said it was 40 years later. So from there we see, you don't really understand what your Rebbe teaches you until 40 years. That means, it takes 40 years, ben arboim lebina. It takes 40 years to internalize properly that you become one with it. But you might have it, but it doesn't affect you directly. I'll give you an example. Somebody could learn, let's just take a common Aveda. A person will know it's wrong to speak Lashon Hara. You know it's wrong. Ask somebody. No, it's no good. But we all do. Now, why do we speak Lashon Hara if we know it's wrong? Because the knowledge is affecting us indirectly. If we would feel the knowledge that you're taka not allowed to, we wouldn't do it. It's like the Ganif about to break in. Davim Stasha. Huh? Feeling takes 40 years. Now the Machlekes is it 40 years from the time you hear it, 40 years from the time you hear it.